gadgets, phones, and necessities. Anything, any combination of those products. We try to focus on local businesses, small businesses, local vendors, so that we can really help you discover things that you wouldn't see in your typical pet store. To help you, you know, really thrill your dog, and that's kind of what we're all about. A portion of every box is going towards local rescue organizations to help out in that way. We want to kind of do our part rather than just, you know, selling you this product. The story of BarkBox dates back to April 2011 when Matt and Henrik met each other at the Summit Series, on the cruise ship. They were roommates and became fast friends. So they both got back to New York and wanted to stay in touch and really didn't want to lose the opportunity to work with each other on a project. They're both wildly intelligent, really creative guys, so they started brainstorming what they could work on together, what they're both excited about. Matt brought up the fact that some of the companies that collapsed in 2000, with the first bubble, were viable business models. Their money was just wildly mismanaged, so he saw opportunity in what Pets.com had created with their brand and with the products they were selling. So he kind of went that route. Henrik, being the crazy Danish guy that he is, wanted to do something more creative. So he wanted to build a cool brand around pets that focus on discovery and what they could do there. So they settled on this monthly subscription model, which is kind of what's going on in the space now. In late September, they lured me in to kind of work on the day-to-day of the project. So that's when I started out. Prehype, the company Henrik is has started their Hacker in Residence, built the site in just over a month. So we were quick to get it started. And while he was building the site, we were getting pre-sales on our squares, sourcing products, you know, doing whatever we could before we could really have a site live. We launched the site right after Thanksgiving. First boxes went out just in time for the holidays, which is really exciting, and we haven't looked back since. So it's been really awesome building this product around something we're really passionate about. I have two dogs, one of them is a rescue. Matt spends more money on his dog than most people spend on their kids. So it's been really awesome to work on BarkBox with the two of them.